Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where and when you're listening. Welcome to Time on My Hands. I'm Jules, your host for the next half hour, as we talk about things herbal and a few other things as well. And I feel like I'm talking through a brick here. I just finished an ice cream cone and my tongue is cold. Amazing the difference a little thing like that can make. I'm going to ask you to bear with me for 2 seconds while I take a sip of water. Oh, thank you. And excuse me. It's a beautiful day in the lovely state of Kentucky. It is a hot one today. I have gotten unused to this over the past few days. Mr. Jules and I took a 2 or 3 day trip, 2 nights, 3 days trip to the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, which borders our lovely state. And it's a pretty hefty drive for us, about 5 or 6 hours. But we do take this trip every year with family members, and we'll all go in together and get a chalet in the mountains and just basically spend a couple of days all together talking and eating and drinking, and we'll do a little hiking and we'll do a little shopping and just generally have a great time. But this time it was chilly. It was cool. The days were in the lower 70s. The nights down into the 50s. The fireplaces in the chalet felt really, really good. There's a fireplace in each bedroom. There's one in the living room. There's one on the big back screened-in porch, and we had them going wherever we were, and it felt really, really nice. But I'm coming back here. It's 83 degrees outside now. It's kind of a partly cloudy day, kind of hazy. I can hear crickets, katydids, cicadas, somebody chirping out in the in the row of plants along the driveway, and looking out over the garden, it definitely looks like fall. The marigolds have been putting on a show this year. Oh my gosh, they've been gorgeous. I see a few ripe tomatoes on the tomato bushes that I might have to go out and pick a little later. The last of the phlox is blooming. We've got some perennial ageratum blooming that is kind of a lavendery purple color that's beautiful. It kind of passes for a weed in my yard because it goes everywhere, but boy, it sure is pretty when it blooms this time of year. And I've got some of a nondescript weed that I usually pull up is blooming, and little white daisy flowers in clusters all over it. It's actually kind of pretty. It looks like a wild version of Boltonia, if you're familiar with that at all, but I wasn't able to keep up with it this year, so I see some blooms out there. I'm going to have to go out and pull it before it goes to seed. We've got one big sorghum plant that visited us from a batch of bird seed, I do believe, and it is blooming very prettily, and I may just cut the blooms down here shortly and put it down for the birds so they can get to it a little more easily on the driveway. But that's kind of that, and weeds everywhere. I've harvested the last of the... Oh, there's one fig left on my little fig tree that I missed. It's under a leaf. I have a fig tree in a pot on the back porch, and it is beautifully ripe. That's going to be for later in the afternoon, I think. But speaking of the fig tree, that's kind of what is prompting me with this show's topic. I better not get too far from the back door. Back in off the porch. Don't want to be out of range for the phone. But this fig tree kind of has got me going. It has had, bless its heart, a problem with scale for as long as I've had it. Most plants that are in the fig family seem to be a magnet for scale, as does sweet bay. Various other plants will get hard-bodied scale, and it is such a tough critter to deal with. This, especially on this fig tree, on my weaving figs, my ornamental figs, I've been able to use a systemic insecticide that you mix with the soil, and then the plant takes it up, you know, to be part of itself. And so anything that the insects want to eat will kill them. So I really love a systemic insecticide like that, but not on a plant where I'm going to eat the leaves or eat the fruit, in the case of the fig. So I'm kind of wrestling. I've started spraying the leaves with a mild solution of dish soap and water. The soap I've got isn't made anymore. I'm hoarding my last little bottle of it. It's a Palmolive antibacterial dishwashing soap that is brown, but it's the old formula. They changed the formula and started adding orange oil or something to it, and it has turned into a plant killer instead of a plant helper. So I still have my old bottle that takes a teaspoon to a quarter water. So it's not a whole lot. I'm doling it out, and when it's gone, I'll probably go to Ivory Liquid or something like that. But that little fig tree is what kind of got me off on today's subject, which I'll say more about in a minute. I want to go ahead and promote my friend Karen's show that's going to be here on Blog Talk Thursday mornings, usually around 11:30, unless she decides something happens and she needs to change it. Better Living Daily with my friend Karen Bemis. You can check out her Facebook page for details, Better Living Daily on Facebook. And then at 12:30 on Thursdays is Grandma's Garden, and that's my friend Pam. Her Facebook page is Grandma's Garden Blog Talk Radio fan page, I believe, on Facebook, and her show deals with life with ADHD. So those two shows, and then there's Fitbitten, the page, Fitbitten, with my friend Jag. Check that out if you want a little lift in your day. And so those are my three friends who have things going. Let's see, we've got Sarah and Ann in the chat room. Welcome, y'all. And Sarah says they've got upper 70s there, but will be mid 50s there in Wisconsin by next week. Yeah, we're heading down too. I think next weekend we'll be in the lower 60s. And Ann says it's 90 in Roswell. Says way too hot for the end of September. Yeah, 90 is usually what we get in the end of September sometime. September I always think of as a fall month, but it's really the last summer month here. We can be just every bit as hot in September as we are in August and even in July. So I don't know, it just differs from year to year, but hopefully we'll be getting some October temperatures in here soon. So, the end of the summer, the beginning of fall, I believe this past Wednesday was our actual official start. It was the autumnal equinox, however you want to say it. The day between summer and winter where the hours of light are equal to the hours of darkness. So that's why they call it the equinox, equal night. It marks the beginning of fall. So I was looking at this little fruiting fig tree. It's a brown turkey fig out on my back porch. I have it in a pot. It's small. We get about 15 or 20 figs off of it in a good year. And it has got a real problem with scale this year. It's been worse than usual. And I haven't done a whole lot with it. Haven't really kept up with it like I should. But now, as the days get shorter and the temperatures fall, it's going to be time to start pulling it and all my other house plants in for the winter. So that got me started thinking, ooh, gosh, yeah, and garden cleanup and weeding and mulching, and yeah, there's a lot to do. And my sister just texted me an hour before the show started and asked me if I was going to have time this week to come and help her weed our dad's garden. He's elderly and can't get down. He's had two hips replaced, can't get down on his hands and knees real well, and he's going to be having some construction going on in his backyard shortly, and we need to uncover the garden from the weeds and see if there's anything that my mom planted there that that we still want to save and move out of the way of the heavy equipment. So I need to message her back. I'm also going to be volunteering to help move some greenhouse things. We've got a shift in the greenhouses going. They're going to cease operations totally there, I think, mid to end October is when the new owners take possession of that farm that you've heard me talk about. So new greenhouses are going up in a new on a new farm in a new area, and I'm going to go see if my minivan and I can be of any assistance hauling plants or whatever. But so a little bit of a busy week. Oh, Sarah says she's never had figs before. Oh, they are luscious. They are delightful. I love, now you've probably had dried figs and cooked figs in the form of Fig Newton cookies. That's one way that I knew I loved figs. Fresh figs are fruitier tasting. They're lighter tasting. They're not quite as thick and sticky as the you know, as the Fig Newton filling is. They're really delightful. They're very fragile, though, so you don't see them in the stores a whole lot. You might see them at a farmer's market or very briefly. The window for them is very brief. They all ripen at once. And like I said, they're very fragile. So they're best eaten when they're nice and soft. And they are delicious. I love them. I love them with cheese. I love them with any kind of salty meats like ham. They're great for breakfast. I have really come to adore them, and I get dried ones now and then when I think to pick them up. But anyway, this little fig tree got me starting about all the things we need to do to shift from summer into fall and into winter. And to me, this is a big and welcome shift every year. I am not I'm not a big summer baby. I'm a fall baby. I was born in November. So, I don't know, I guess the falling leaves feel like home to me. Chrysanthemums are one of my favorite flowers. And I just, I adore fall. I love the freshness of the air. I love the energy that it brings me. And pardon me, I need to clear my throat. Excuse me, I don't think the mic mute works very well here. But, oh, and I see Karen listening in by phone. Hello, Karen, welcome. But fall is a time for me to stop, take stock, maybe make a few adjustments, make a few shifts before the busyness that is Christmas sets in. Now, my craft show season usually starts in October, mid-October. I'll have my first show, and I try to start with a gentle one. I've done the same show for, gosh, years and years and years to kick off my season. It's always nice folks. It's not huge. They know how to cook, so the food is good. That's important when you're someplace for an entire day. And it helps me kind of shake the kinks out and get ready for the Christmas season again. But in the garden, I always seem to kind of fall down. It's almost like I'm too busy shifting in other areas of my life. You know, I will change the look of the bedroom a little bit, maybe. I'll put on a heavier comforter on the bed with maybe some more intense colors. I will, you know, want to be really giving everything a good shakedown and clean down with the holidays in mind. Christmas will be here before I know it. Thanksgiving will be here before I know it. We always have overnight guests, usually two sets of them now at Thanksgiving time. So I have to get everything done that I possibly can get done as early as I can if I want a successful season. Successful meaning not crushingly stressy at the last minute. That's how I measure success anymore. But I don't know, in all of this, you know, indoor stuff, the outdoor stuff can kind of tend to get lost. But things that you do outdoor now will really, really set you up better for the spring in the garden. If you can, as things die back, especially after you get a good sharp freeze, as things die back, gather them up and either compost or, you know, send out for compost if you have our city picks up our yard waste and takes it for composting, and then they turn around and either sell it or they use it on public gardens, which is nice. But gather up everything you can as you can, even a little bit at a time. Pick that last bunch of fall flowers. I always forget to do that one, too. got some things in the garden that are looking beautiful right now, and would love to and maybe I'll do that right after the show. I'll walk out and pick some marigolds and maybe a little bit of the last phlox and some of that purple ageratum that would go really well with the orange marigolds, and just bring it in and enjoy it. Pick the last of the vegetables. Don't forget to keep up your watering until you're finished harvesting. Hey, harvest your basil. Anything that is not going to make it through the winter, don't let it get caught in a freeze. Get out and do it. Bring it in, and do it when you have some time to process whatever leaves, you know, the way they need to be processed, either to bundle them and hang them in bunches, or dry them in individual leaves, or, you know, whatever it takes. But, you know, you didn't grow this stuff all summer just to let it sit there and freeze, right? Even if you're tired of tomatoes, and I know we get tired of tomatoes by the end of the year, bring them in. If nothing else, you know, figure out how to blanch them, peel them, freeze them. You know, do something to preserve what your little spot on the earth has produced. Now, if you don't have a little spot on the earth, and what you have happens to be maybe a really good market or whatever, take advantage of the things that are coming in for fall. Apples, oh my gosh. We just brought back a whole bunch of fresh apples from Tennessee on our way back from the Smoky Mountains. And you'd better believe I'm not going to let one bit of these go to waste. There are apple recipes everywhere, on Facebook, on Pinterest, in my own files right now. And it's time to make the best of these apples. Winter squash is coming in. I have a beautiful little butternut squash that's going to be dinner tonight. I'm going to make some butternut squash soup that I think I talked about the last time we were here. Luckily, winter squash keeps pretty well. I still have the same one. I used part of it in one dish, but I've got another whole good-sized butternut squash that we got just at a roadside stand. And I've got some baby portobello mushrooms that I'm going to chop up to go with it, and I've got the cream to go with it, a little bit of fat-free half and half. And we're going to feast on that tonight. I'm going to put a big salad with it with some of our latest crop of tomatoes, and gosh, feast. I might even pull some of the sourdough bread out of the freezer that I've been making and putting away. But I guess my whole point of this show is, now this is a season of change. There are, you know, to me, the summer season is just kind of a season of rocking with it. Christmas season is a season of activity. Late winter, like January, February, is a season to be quiet. But March and October for me, or April and October, are seasons of change. Seasons of movement, seasons of making things a little bit different to make the upcoming season better. So along with taking a good hard look at my garden, taking a good hard look at harvesting my herbs, it's also a great season to plant new ones. See what worked, see what didn't work, see if you can pick up something to fill in holes, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great season to plant perennials as the soil cools down. The roots are going to be encouraged to grow because they're not going to be focusing so much on the top growth of the plant. You know, as the soil cools and the days shorten, that's when the plant puts its energies into roots. And we're talking about perennials here, things that come back every year. So that's for the outdoors. For the indoors part, I like to use fall as kind of an excuse to go through all my cupboards and to take a look at my fridge and to take a look at the extra freezer we have in the basement, to take stock of what I have and to start making that shift from light summer cooking to the more hearty fall and winter cooking. If I have some things that I know we probably won't get into much over the winter, things like ice cream. Yes, I was eating an ice cream cone as I started the show today. We'll finish up the ice cream. We're big ice cream eaters in the summer, but as we finish it up, we won't be touching it much for the fall and winter. So it's time to use it up and free up that space for something else. Yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That plus chocolate brownie ice cream just sounded really good. I have a scratchy throat. Yeah, that's it. But anyway, go through things like I went through my cake mix cupboard. I use cake mixes now and then, usually as part of another recipe. When I need them, I need them, and I like to have them on hand, but I have to really be careful that I use them, by the expiration date. And no, cake mixes do not stay good after their expiration date. They don't rise as well. They can be, have insect problems that you may not be aware of, but don't want to eat. I don't keep any kind of dry goods, dry mixes past their expiration date. Same thing with instant cocoa. Now's the time to be checking that instant cocoa, make sure it's still good. Just anything like that. It's time to free up space for whatever I'm going to need for, holiday cooking and everything else. It's also time to start thinking ahead for that holiday cooking. Things that I know I'm going to need and that I know I'm going to need a lot of. Like, I go through vanilla like crazy. Okay, vanilla is expensive. So it's time to maybe buy a little extra bottle of vanilla with the week's groceries, here and there, so that I have several bottles and am ready to go and don't have to purchase it all in December and, whack out my December grocery budget. Things like cinnamon, different spices. Let's see. Start looking around for fresh menus, different ways to use the herbs that you've been storing up through the summer, possibly, or ways to use the last of your fresh herbs. Do you need a killer new pesto recipe? Take a look. Again, there are recipes all over the internet, all over Facebook, all over Pinterest, for heaven's sake. I need to go. I've got a couple family members. I need to go raid their Pinterest stashes and see what they've got out there, because I know they're good cooks and they make beautiful stuff. And I keep getting distracted here. I do apologize. We've got next door neighbor's car alarm is on the fritz, and it's going off about every half hour. Although it's gone off about three times during the show now. I'm not sure why. And was doing that all day yesterday too. So I don't know. Hopefully they'll get it fixed soon. But it is a little bit distracting. And I'm freshly back from vacation, and my head is still head is still in the mountains, I think. But what else? Got about what 8 minutes left? Oh, anything. You can start also thinking ahead for things like Thanksgiving. If there's a dish that you always make, take a look and make sure that you have the ingredients on hand. There's nothing worse than getting to Thanksgiving week and having to go to the grocery, right? I like to do as much as I possibly can, have it on hand before November even gets here. I will pick up sweet potatoes, canned sweet potatoes. I will pick up any of the herbs and spices, especially sage for my poultry seasoning. If I don't have enough of a crop of sage, and I don't this year because I've got a brand new little plant, but if I don't have enough sage, it just doesn't fly. So I will want to go to the natural foods market, which is where I get my herbs, and just pick up enough sage to make turkey dressing, because that's something I do every year. How are you fixed on things like stuff to make pie crust? You can pick up an extra bag of sugar if you do that ahead of time. You can pick up, as it's on sale, pick up things like butter. Butter will freeze. And just think about ways that you can prep yourself for the season to come. Now, it sounds like an awful lot of work, but if you do it a little bit at a time, which is my point here, and the same thing with the garden. It looks like an awful lot of work looking out at all the tomato bushes that are going to need to be, pulled up and cleaned up and tossed away, looking at all the weeds that need to be pulled up, looking at, looking at, looking at, looking at. Well, how about if I start this week and just take 15 minutes, here and there, maybe two 15-minute sessions a week. I bet as the weeds start slowing down with their growth, it's going to be a lot easier for me to get rid of them and have them stay gotten rid of. And then I'll go back with six layers of newspaper, just, you know, that lands at the front door every morning still. 6 layers of newsprint with about a 2 or 3 inch layer of mulch on top of that. And do not put mulch right up against your trees and the trunks of your bushes. Leave a little space, you know, a little 3 inch space all around. That will keep that'll keep them from having, you know, moisture issues. It'll keep them from having little critters come and chew on them, you know, feeling all safe and snug in the mulch. And it just makes for a healthier plant if you don't, you know, smother it with mulch. But because, you know, think about it, mulch is to smother the weeds. You don't want to smother your good stuff with it either. What else? I am going to keep an eye out for anything that is going to be warm and soothing and comforting. It's hard to think warm and soothing and comforting right now when it's 83 degrees out. But Mr. Jules has asked for more soups this fall. He literally asked. He said, we ought to do soup more often as it gets colder. Okay, I love doing soup. Making soup, you can make it ahead of time. Sometimes it's even better if you make it a day ahead of time, depending on the soup. The first thing I need to do, I have no chicken soup in my freezer right now. I need to go out and grab a whole chicken or two and get going on that and make some really good, you know, really good stock. And I will freeze it in Cool Whip tubs because that's just right for two people. And I'll be sure to label everything very carefully. I purchased a bunch of freezer tape. I can't find, you know, the tape that looks like masking tape but that's designed to stick in the freezer. I cannot find that in the grocery store anymore to save my life. I used to be able to. Makes me crazy. I guess people just write on stuff anymore directly, but, you know, maybe I'm just getting old. But I went out on Amazon.com and, you know, bought several rolls of freezer tape. So, because that's my little system. I'm going to need to defrost the freezer. And I hope you all are bearing with me. I'm just kind of doing a brain dump here and throwing out all the things that I think I need to get done. And it doesn't hurt to put a layer of shine on the rest of the house either. Right now I've got rugs ready to be washed. I'm in a mood to go ahead and dust mop all the floors, all the baseboards, you know, just really put an extra little bit of effort now while the season is changing and before we really get into the rush of the holidays. Now is the time to get everything organized and thought about and put neatly where it goes. And I'm laughing at myself because I usually don't succeed at this. Maybe this year will be different. Yeah, maybe it will. But it's all about, I was looking at something that talked about a home being a place of comfort. Not a place where you look around and all you can see is the things that you need to do. That's where I would like my home and my garden to be. I want them to be places of joy. I want them to be places of comfort. I want my little property here to be my castle. And, you know, shoot, I'm not going to hire people. I don't have the wherewithal to hire people to do it for me. So if it's to be, it's up to me. And I'm going to start, I think, as soon as I get off the show here. I have one little errand to run. Oh, I'm getting a 90-second call, too. But I have one little errand to run, and then I'm going to start with the 3 square feet that's just to my left, and I'm going to pick a corresponding 3 square feet out in the garden, and I'm going to concentrate on those two spots until they're satisfactory, and then I'm going to move to the next. And maybe if I hit it in a methodical way, I'll be ready for the holidays when they get here. But for now, I'm going to run my errand and get that little piece squared away. We need printer ink. That's a very important thing around here. We just about drink it. We use so much. But go get some printer ink so I can maybe print up a list or two and get organized. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this in a little more organized fashion next week. But Hold on, I'm going to get out and just look around, and I'm going to look for some signs of fall and see what I see, and get myself even more energized for the season to come. I hope you all can find some energy with it too, and I hope you have a happy start to your fall, and I'll see you next week. We'll talk about, we don't know yet. If you have any suggestions, always throw them on the Facebook page. Message me. I'm always up for suggestions. But at any rate, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.